This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. The next segment comes to us from Liam O'Donohue of the East Bay Yesterday podcast. That show explores the past, but it's not always ancient history. Liam recently did a feature on a 30-year-old Oakland author, Pendarvis Harshaw. Pendarvis's memoir called OG Told Me isn't just a book. It's more of a survival guide. When Pendarvis was growing up without his father, he was always seeking wisdom from Black elders in his community. As he grew out of adolescence and found work as a teacher and journalist, Pendarvis decided to get serious about sharing the tips he'd gathered, advice about surviving in the streets of Oakland, and just generally being a good person. Here's Pendarvis Harshaw talking about how he started the project and how he conquered his own self-doubts about sharing his writing with the public.
OG told me, let's see, break it back, all the way back to high school. I used to write raps in my notebooks, and every once in a while I'll be on the back of the bus and some OG would be like, blah, 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 love your mother, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, note to self, love my mother. And, you know, just scribble that in my notebook and write a rap about how some older guy told me I should love my mother, you know what I'm saying? So that is where the seed was planted. And I called them like my OG-isms, you know, like witticisms. And then from there, I'm learning about religion and beliefs, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm OG-istic. I believe in the elders around me, you know?
Pendarvis started seeking out advice from older Black men even before he started writing it down. He grew up under a single mom, and to put an East Bay spin on an old expression, it takes a town to raise a child.
Not having my father in the household definitely influenced me to seek wisdom from other elders in the community. Yeah, definitely to look at Black men as examples of like, oh, okay, that's how Black men shake hands, tie ties. That's how a Black man cleans his car. You know, basic things. And not only not having my father in the household, but also in my circle of friends, literally 8 or 9 of us, none of us had our fathers in the house. And so all of us are kind of looking at older Black guys and being like, okay, I can see myself in them. And it can be like, I used to do the Tim Hardaway crossover on the streets because like my dad wasn't there to teach me how to do a crossover. So I'd watch Warriors games. Tim Hardaway had the killer crossover. Everybody was fascinated by it. Cool, I need to learn that. Through that circle of friends that I had, all of us subliminally or intentionally reaching out to elders and getting these like concepts of manhood, we brought it all back together. And I learned from my friends. And he'd be like, oh yeah, my uncle told me this, or oh yeah, OG down the block told me this, or oh yeah, this guy I go to church with showed me how to do this. That's how we not only learn manhood, but also learn how to just navigate the neighborhood as human beings. You know, it's not even just about Black man knowledge. It's also about just human knowledge.
Before the book came out, OG Told Me was an online collection of photo essays. Pendarvis interviewed more than 50 men for the project. He told me that he was looking for sort of philosophical nuggets that would be easy to remember and share. There's one question he asks in every interview.
If you had the ear of the youth and you could give them any wisdom based on your life's experiences, what would you tell them? And gotten responses clear across the board, man. Some of the witty stuff, some of the deep, profound stuff. It's crazy when you go to people in the street and it's like you turn over a rock and you have no idea what's under that rock. I'm not calling old guys rock or nothing like that. It was just an example. But like you, it's an open door, rather. Maybe that's a better metaphor. Like, let's open a door into somebody's life. And like, there's this dude, Tracy, with a pink hat in downtown Oakland. He's like, fly. I see him all the time down by the shoe shine spot. I go up to him, like, man, nice outfit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just start chopping it up with him. Then eventually, I ask him that question. I'm like, man, what would you tell him? He's like, man, find your family or something to that extent. And he tells me about how he came up here from the South to find his family. I'm like, dang, that just totally opened that door. And it is relatable for me, who I had to go to the South to find my family. So, yeah, that's OG Told Me in a nutshell.
In one of the last chapters of the book, Pendarvis goes to Alabama to visit his dad in prison. It's the only chapter where he disagrees with an OG's words of wisdom. His dad tells him that, quote, prison only exists in the mind. Pendarvis says no. Prison also exists in the heart. Pendarvis officially launched the OG Told Me project while he was teaching an African-American male achievement class at Oakland Tech. His goal was to create something that his students would actually care about and take the time to connect with.
20 young men, all of them energy and smartphones. And I try to find a way to corral that energy in the smartphones by putting this content on Tumblr, where Tumblr was hot at the time. They were already on that website. I'm saying, like, all right, check out my page. And they look to that page and they see people that they knew from the neighborhood, you know?
Penn isn't a full-time teacher anymore, but he still speaks to classes around Oakland. His book exposes a really vulnerable side of himself. I was curious about what motivates him to put himself out there like that, sharing such raw personal stories.
There's an elder I talk to quite often, and he often brings up his wins, you know, the things that he did in life. Oh yeah, I was the high school quarterback. Oh yeah, I used to run a radio station, you know. And I'm like, well, tell me about your losses. Let me learn from your lessons, you know. And so I wanted to document my losses so that my students who see me as this like clean cut guy, I show up to work on time, I talk about philosophy. I wasn't always that dude. I'm maybe buried in there, but that wasn't who I was on the exterior. And so to show them that they can mutate, as I was talking about with my daughter earlier, to show them that they can change and grow, you have to be vulnerable. You have to tell your story. You have to tell your losses, and you have to appreciate where you are. Arnold Perkins' quote is that, how does a chicken get out of an egg? With persistence, consistent pecking. Sometimes it pecks slow, sometimes it pecks fast, but it doesn't stop because it knows it needs to get out of that egg to survive. That quote, I think, is the epitome of OG told me as a project for me.
In your mind, what was your eggshell? Like, what were you trying to break through?
Self-doubt. Self-doubt was my eggshell, by far. As an artist, I know a lot of artists, no matter what background you come from, you have self-doubts. But beyond that self-doubt is being an artist, being a black man, and I'm talking about writing a book, and like, who's gonna read my book? Are they gonna respect my book? But I'm talking about the philosophy behind these black men. And so that added to the self-doubt. Like, is there a market for that? Like, are people gonna receive that?